Well, as we begin this special edition of Prophecy Today, a look into 2014, we bring the man to the microphone who gives us insight into the geopolitical activities across the world. He travels all over the world. We try to catch him when he's on the road, but he's in the Washington, D.C. area. And Ken, let me start off by saying, may you and your family have a blessed new year, my good friend.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that. I hope all of our listeners will have a more prosperous 2014 than many of us have had in 2013 under Obama.
That is the truth. Amen. I will agree with that. Well, speaking with that thought in mind, let me ask you this first question. Is America, as you've followed what's going on in this world, you ran for the United States Congress this last year, you've traveled around the world, is America still a major factor in our world today, or have we faded?
America will remain a major factor in world affairs for quite some time to come, but weakened and wounded. The leadership of this president has reduced American influence, has diminished American power around the world. He has sought to decrease the size of the U.S. military and to de-emphasize military operations in Iraq and in Afghanistan, for example, which many Americans welcome. We are going to have a smaller footprint around the world when it comes not just to our military presence, but I believe also our economic influence. And the Obama administration is increasingly ceding power to other countries, whether it be China or Russia or the European Union, a collection of countries.
Well, in light of that statement, then, what do you consider the greater threat? Is it our economic situation here in America and as it relates to the world, or is it the present administration's foreign policy that may cause us the most problem?
It's an interesting question, and I think they're linked. I think this administration starts from a worldview which is predicated on the notion that America is the problem and not the solution to the world's problem. And when you see America as the problem to be cured, you go about to reduce America's influence, to diminish America's footprint, to harm the American economy. Obama has been in power for 5 years. The United States has not recovered from the economic crisis of 2008. This is, frankly, unprecedented in our history. We have always recovered from economic downturns. This time we've not. Unemployment is still well over 7%, and that's the government's corrupted figures, which don't include the millions and millions of people who dropped out of the workplace. When you include them in, we're still over 14% unemployment in this country, unprecedented since the Great Depression. So I believe that the economic downturn is going to continue through the end of this administration, at least, because they're doing nothing to slow it down. They're doing nothing to stimulate the economy by stimulating growth. And that goes hand in hand with a reduced American footprint, a reduced American influence around the world.
Well, and in particular in the Middle East, I know, having heard reports and talked with many of the Middle Eastern leaders, that indeed they no longer trust the Obama administration to stand with them, i.e. Saudi Arabia, i.e. Israel, and there are others that may not be so outspoken, but in the background they're saying, look, where has this superpower gone? They no longer are helping us sustain life in this region of the world.
Well, that's correct. You see it in a bombing of a church in Baghdad. You can see it in the visit this past week around Christmas time of Saudi military officers to Israel. They wanted to make sure that that leaked publicly. Both the Israelis and the Saudis wanted to make sure that that information leaked to the public. So when Saudi Arabia starts turning to Israel for help and for partnership, you know that things are dramatically changing in the region.
What about Russia? Russia is quickly rushing into that vacuum that has been left by the United States, in particular in the Middle East. But they have a desire to be a superpower. Are they on the pathway to making that happen?
I believe that's the case. Putin and the people around him are nostalgic for the Soviet Union. They would like to reclaim some of that lost influence that they had around the world. They no longer have the same tools of power that they had during the Soviet Empire. They no longer have that vast enslaved population inside the Soviet Union. They have only Russia, which is just a small portion of the population and of the production that they had before. Russia has become a oil-rich country with its greatest resource being the export of oil and natural gas. The second export is armaments. And so the Russians are seeking to use the hard currency from their oil and gas exports and to expand their influence through weapon sales, now to include Egypt and probably Saudi Arabia. And so, yes, they are trying to fill the vacuum that the United States is leaving, and I expect that that will continue. You could see the Russians getting involved in other countries in the Middle East as well, perhaps Jordan in the near future, perhaps even Libya.
This is an interesting development that we're going to have to stay on top of as we watch Vladimir Putin and his country, Russia, trying to move to that superpower status. Well, I want to talk about Islam and the role it's going to have in 2014. But before we do that, let's focus on Turkey. Now, that's an Islamic country. I think it's 99% Islamic, albeit they call it a secular Islamic faith. I'm not quite sure how to interpret that. But they're having a crisis right now. Tayyip Erdogan, who had a desire to be the pan-Islamic leader, is in real trouble. He may even not be in charge of Turkey for too long.
Well, that would be great news for all the rest of us. Erdogan has taken Turkey on the path of Islamization gradually over the past 10 years and has succeeded beyond anybody's expectation. He has essentially arrested, defanged the military. He has Islamized the courts and the judicial system. He has taken over the schools and Islamized the schools. And all of this he's done gradually in a way that you put the frog in cold water and you gradually turn up the heat until it doesn't even think to jump out any longer. Well, that's where the Turkish people have been until this corruption scandal hit just before Christmas. A number of government ministers have already resigned. One of them, as he went on live television to announce his resignation, he said, "Well, wait a second, I've been forced to resign by the prime minister. He should leave as well, because he's involved in this thing, too." It apparently involves billions of dollars of bribes taken on real estate contracts. It involves a bank, the Halka Bank, which is controlled by Erdogan's AKP party, that has been a front organization for Iranian money laundering. So this gets full of international intrigue, money laundering, relations between Iran and Turkey, which appear on the surface to be very dicey at this point because of their difference over Syria, and yet they have this financial interest in common. I don't expect Erdogan to go down without a fight. This man is determined to hold on to power and determined to Islamize Turkey and would like to turn Turkey into the Islamic caliphate that they abandoned in 1924.
Is that a precursor to the role of all of Islam across the world in 2014?
Well, this is certainly the goal of Al-Qaeda. It's the goal of the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't think they're going to get there in 2014. I think, on the contrary, we're going to see an increase in the infighting between the two major sects of Islam, the Shias and the Sunnis. We're going to see that in Syria, where they have come into open conflict, where you have the Saudis and the Qataris supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and the Sunni Islamist opposition to Assad. And you have the Iranians, the Shias, supporting Assad and his Alawites that ordinarily would be considered a heretic sect of Islam. So we see that this direct conflict in Syria, it's going to spill over into Lebanon. The court case with five Hezbollah members for the murder of the Sunni Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri is coming up in the new year, and already there was a car bomb this week in Beirut to attempt to shut down that court case. So I think you're going to see increasing conflict between Sunnis and Shias. It's going to spill over from Syria into Lebanon. It could spill over into Iraq in a major way as car bombings and violence is on the increase in that country as well. So I don't see a victory of Islam in 2014. I see greater conflict amongst the families of Islam.
One final thought from you, if you will, and we've only got about 20 seconds left. You have covered over the years the persecution of Christians, in particular in the Middle East. Is it going to get worse in 2014?
Yes, it will get worse. I see nothing on the horizon to improve the situation. There is no great voice in support of the Christians. Unfortunately, Representative Frank Wolf, who has been one of those great voices in the U.S. Congress, is going to be leaving office at the end of this term. So I see no one on the horizon to become their champion.
Well, I would suggest you have been a champion of Christians across the world and the persecution they're facing. Maybe if you run for Congress again, you could be elected and take over that position.
We'll see what the Lord has in store for me, Jimmy.
Yes, I can imagine that that's exactly what you're waiting on finding out. Ken Timmerman, the man who covers geopolitical activities for us, he does it right here on Prophecy Today. Ken, again, a blessed new year to you and your family, and we'll talk again next year.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. God bless.